Hi everyone, this is Bonette Wright, and you're tuned into The Hand That You've Been Dealt. Today, we're going to discuss how to cope when you are the caregiver of a family member, mainly an aging parent. Now, this is going to be a two-part episode because the other one is going to talk about coping when you're the caregiver of a spouse. And we both know spouses and parents are totally different. But today, we're going to talk about how do you deal with a family member, especially an aging parent. Now, caring for a parent, especially an aging parent, can mean handling the kinds of responsibilities that our parents once handled for us when we were younger. And that can prove challenging for everyone involved. Being a caregiver for a parent can be especially frustrating for the adult children when there is some form of diminished capacity. Sometimes they have to be the disciplinarian. We're enforcing what's best for our parents. They're trying to be reasonable and rationalizing issues. And many times they're often met with anger and hurt feelings. But the one thing I found is that there's not a manual to walk us through any of this. Now, on the flip side, caregiving for your parents can be very worthwhile and very, very rewarding. I always say this is a delicate dance of trying to help them while still respecting their own right to make choices and decisions for themselves. An elderly parent, most of them are not prepared to have a caregiver. We find that they can be too proud, definitely too independent, and often, sometimes, many of them have not put their affairs in order. When this happens, it's usually a surprise to adult children. They don't want to follow the wishes for end of life for their parents. And many times, an elderly parent may even still have a spouse, and the adult children definitely don't want to deal with that, you know, especially if that parent is at an end of life. So what I've also found is that caregivers are not even trained how to deal or how to handle that kind of stress, even for themselves. One of the top three, maybe four, that we find when we're dealing with our parents, especially an elderly parent, are those that have suffered a stroke. Maybe they have a debilitating disease, and it has caused them not to walk, maybe not even to talk. And the big one is Alzheimer's and dementia. When you're communicating and caring for a parent that has Alzheimer's or dementia, it's the most difficult situation of all. There's a lot of content that's out there, but it's pretty much mushy and content-less, I say, on caring for this population. You get a lot of scientific information, and you provide you're provided with information about conditions and drugs to avoid and hospital delirium and et cetera. And most of the time, that doesn't give us the help that we need to deal with this population. So what I'm going to do, we're going to return in about 30 seconds. And when we return back, we're going to talk about what are some of the strategies that will help you deal with an aging parent and help that you can get, and resources that you can use. So I'll be back in 30 seconds, and we'll discuss these types of strategies.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Thank you for returning to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. This is Vonette Wright, and today we're talking about how to deal with aging parents and strategies that you can use to help you deal with your aging parents. Okay, one of the strategies that we can use, and I find it very, very helpful, is to get respite. And I know that may sound a little bit funny, but it's called getting respite. And I'm going to tell you what respite is. Respite provides short-term relief for primary caregivers. Since you're an adult and it's for your parent or even a grandparent. It can be arranged for just an afternoon or for several days or even weeks. The care can be provided at home or in a healthcare facility or an adult daycare center. What respite does, it gives you, the caregiver, time to get a break for yourself. It gives you a chance to step away from the responsibility and the sources of the stress that you've endured. It gives you a chance to relax. It gives you a chance to make time for your self-care and to minimize the strain that you're under. So always seek out respite. You can definitely find that in your community on aging. Social services sometimes has that information. Health departments have that information. You just have to seek it out. But those are the places that you can definitely look out for respite care. You can also check skilled nursing facilities. I know we used to call them nursing homes, but they're not called that anymore. Skilled nursing facilities. So many times they have certified nursing assistants. Sometimes they also have, well, not even sometimes, many times they have skilled geriatric nursing assistants. And what they do will often do it on the weekends or maybe even looking for someone to help you with that. So respite is definitely one way. And that also falls for my number two, research caregiver resources. Many local areas have an agency on aging, and there's information on federal, state, and local programs that may be able to provide some financial assistance or services that can reduce your stress for your caregiver, for your family member, mainly your mom or your dad or even a grandparent. Now, here's one of the big things that I always say in anything, set boundaries. It can be difficult at first, but practicing saying no to requests and obligations that are draining and stressful, such as maybe hosting a holiday or having something, an event at your house or something that you've been assigned to do. When you are a caregiver, you're going to have to set those boundaries. Your time, your money, your energy, and your peace of mind are way too important to allow the stress of that and caring for your parent to get in the way. So say no, especially if it's insensitive and unnecessary, to an unrealistic demand. Remember, you have to take care of you because now you are providing for your loved one. The fourth one is accept your limitations. Learn to differentiate the things that you can and cannot do. My godmother used to always say to me, you change the things that you can change, and those that you can't, you have to leave them alone. Avoid dwelling on things that you cannot change. your loved one's health and the issues and their age, that's your main focus right now. So accept your limitations. You're only one person, so you can only do what you can do. Get organized. Now, that's very big. You have to prioritize, make lists, and establish a daily routine, because now you're taking on the responsibility of someone that can't do for themselves. So the more organized that you can be, the better it's going to be. When you need to take a break, take a break. Prioritize tasks into smaller ones if you have to. Only doing things one step at a time, because there's only 24 hours in a day and we can't do everything. This approach to caregiving will also ensure that you're as prepared as possible when an emergency arises. Number six is to communicate. Try to stay in touch with family members and friends despite of your busy schedule. You need to always have a backup. So if you can solicit friends and family that have the time that can help you out, that's great. They may not be willing or able to pitch in, but you'll never know if you never ask. So communicate. Let someone know what you're going through. If you can, you got a support group. As I said, there are many, many forms out there that you can research on the internet. Google is always a good friend, but YouTube University is even better. There's support groups. It gives you time to kind of look up support groups for your loved one. There's someone else, believe me, that's going through what you're going through. Number eight, stay active. You have to take time for yourself. Eat healthy, eat a balanced meal, increase your activity level, and make sure you get plenty of sleep. Keep your immune system up, because if you're sick and you're down, you're not going to be any good for the person that you love and you're trying to help. So stay active and take care of yourself. Also, take care of your mental health. Take that coffee break. Sometimes watch, as I say, mindless entertainment, something to take your mind off of what you're doing during that time. And number 10 is a pretty big one as well. If you absolutely can financially, and it's available to you, if you can take time off from work. Now, if you work outside of the home, considering taking a break from your job may not always be what you need to do, but always check with your HR, because there is the Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, where you're able to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave per year to care for an immediate family member. However, most experienced caregivers usually caution against exiting the workforce. Making this decision to provide proper care for a loved one while you are gainfully employed is maybe not the best thing to do, but if you can, and you're married, sometimes we are, and you have your spouse has an extra, you have extra income, that may be an option. But really think through that very carefully, and always know that your career, financial stability, and retirement benefits should always remain at the top priority of your list. So I'll leave you with this. If you are a primary caregiver, it is imperative that you find that balance between giving care to your loved one in your own life. Not paying attention to your personal needs and happiness can create resentment over time as you continue to put others ahead of your own. And I know it's difficult when it's a parent and a loved one, especially a parent, because these were people that took care of us. And we always viewed them in the dominant light. They were always once very independent. They were very self-sufficient. And now they're at the mercy for someone else taking care of them. So always be very cognizant of that. And as I always say, if you don't know what to do, first get still. But always trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You know, that's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'm Vonette Wright. This is the hand that you've been dealt. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you again next Friday at 4 p.m. Take care of yourself and take care of each other.